Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with your host, Bruce Wayne, and I am the co-host, Jennifer Green. Let me tell you a little bit about Bruce Wayne. He is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide. You could catch him on CBS, ABC, Fox, The CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and a lot of independent TV stations across the U.S. He is the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program, which is sold nationwide and internationally. They have it in Brazil, India, Canada, the U.K. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lung transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He is a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce Wayne is also the author of 13 books on weight loss and a lot of different health topics. And his client from right here in Atlanta, Carlos, he lost over 238 pounds and he is training for the 2016 Olympics.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. And welcome to Armageddon Weight Loss. My name is Bruce Wayne. Today's topic will be stop wasting your time and money on weight loss gimmicks. And how do you actually achieve scientifically sound, healthy weight loss? So listen up. If you're using any of these gimmicks to achieve your weight loss goals, stop it. It will not achieve the long-term results that you're looking for. Some of them are actually illegal. And so let me just sort of go through my list here. Boot camp, fitness classes at your local gym, medical clinics offering weight loss services, HCG, diet shakes, diet programs counting points, you get the point, prepackaged meal programs, dance workouts, extreme and insane workouts, that body wrap stuff that you see. If you're using any of these programs or products, you may want to stick around to listen as to why scientifically these products and services may not be able to deliver the outcome that you're looking for. And when I think of outcome, I think of long-term sustainable outcome, not just a quick fix.
Bruce, you're kind of depressing me here. These are all quick fixes that I want to do so I can lose, 20 pounds in the next 2 weeks. It's not going to work.
No. Well, typically what happens with those is that you just become a smaller version of your bigger self is what really happens. Unless you have a much more comprehensive program in place, it typically doesn't happen. And that's sort of what Armageddon Weight Loss is sort of all about.
Yeah. And Armageddon's about the long term, being in it for the long term and getting that healthy perspective. Because these things that you mentioned, I mean, you might lose that weight, for a short time, but once you stop doing them and it's not comprehensive, it's just a quick fix.
They are. And I think as we go, we continue the program today, we're going to go into more detail about these different products and services that are offered in the weight loss fitness industry to give people a really critical look at whether or not these products and services really deliver the claims that they're making and why, in fact, they actually don't based on hard science. And believe me, when I say hard science, I have a really powerful team of experts that will be able to deliver some criticism to some of these products to see whether or not they stand up to scrutiny over time.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more about the program. Maybe Bruce can explain to us the doc science and what that's all about. And again, we're going to go through some of these myths and these quick fixes and see why they're not the best way to do it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
And welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Jennifer Green, and the host here is Bruce Wayne. Bruce, I want to know more about the Armageddon Weight Loss Program. Let's talk a little bit more about it and what it is.
Well, the Armageddon Weight Loss Program is the world's largest genuine scientific-based weight loss fitness program on the market. It comes in form of with books, DVDs, etc. The Armageddon Weight Loss Program is taught by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. And most importantly, it is personalized to each individual and comes with its own personal coach.
And I know a big part of the program is something that you've come up with called Doc Science. All right, Bruce, tell us a little bit more about Doc Science. What is it? How does it work?
Armageddon Weight Loss is the first Doc Science-based program. Doc Science, which means basically the combination of the word doc is in doctors and science is in evidence-based science. So Doc Science wellness programs are wellness programs that are created and taught by teams of medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and athletes combined. Currently, weight loss, fitness, and obesity is treated as if it's been done, that we've figured out how it works, and all you need to do is to just simply find the weight loss solution that fits your busy lifestyle. Nothing could be further from the truth when you look at the hard scientific data. The purpose of Doc Science is to establish that weight loss, fitness, and good health is actually governed by empirical laws of science that must come together holistically and must be followed, and doing otherwise can be detrimental to your health. Now, what's an empirical law? An empirical law of science is one that cannot be violated by anyone. An example of an empirical law of science would be the law of gravity. And for example, if you decide to jump off the 15th floor of a building so you could get downstairs faster and you did not believe in gravity, you'd have a really miserable experience because gravity doesn't care who you are. So the point is, you don't get to choose your own gravity. You just get to discover the laws of gravity and the calculations and account for it when you decide to jump off the 15th floor. Empirical laws are so powerful that, for example, when it comes to the law of gravity, we literally bet our lives on this law every single day when you get on a plane or every time a rocket goes into space. We always include this calculation because to do otherwise would be detrimental to our health.
So it's like you can really trust the empirical laws.
Yes. Thus, the objective is to discover as many empirical laws of science responsible for weight loss, fitness, and good health, and then you implement them. To do otherwise, like I said, would be detrimental to your health. So that it's time to shift from a fragmented, one-dimensional weight loss fitness program to a much more scientific-based, holistic approach taught by a multidisciplinary team of experts.
So, like, what is the objective of bringing everyone together? How does it all work?
So the objective is to bring together a multidisciplinary team of experts. Have them bring as much empirical laws of science responsible for weight loss, fitness, and good health together. Then you boil down the data to the average person so that the average person can understand it. Then you personalize the science to the individual, then provide a coach to take him through that scientific process. Now, what is cool is that with empirical laws of science, for the first time, we can absolutely say that if you follow the instructions, you absolutely must lose weight. Remember, just like you bet your life on the law of gravity, the calculations when you get on a plane each day across the world, I can literally bet my own life on the fact that if you follow the instructions, it will absolutely make you lose weight. Now, going forward, you really have no more excuse. The only way you cannot lose weight is unless you just simply don't follow the instructions, which is kind of cool.
Sounds easy to me. You know, no one really knows exactly how to do it. So it's really great when things are just kind of like put out there for you, because if you're just maybe exercising or just trying to figure out like the right foods to eat on your own, or maybe just looking at like a cookbook or reading a book, it's probably not enough.
No, I think what typically happens, Jennifer, is that people, when they think about weight loss and fitness, it's usually presented fragmentally. So it's fragmented. So it's either one thing or the other. It's either, you know, a cookbook, like you said before, it's either eat kale by itself, or it's a high intensity interval training, or it's running, jogging, skipping, dancing, etc. It's one doctor, it's one dietitian, it's one or two of everything. And so the human body is a lot more complex than that. So therefore, any of these one-off things are not going to work. You need actually much more comprehensive solutions with a lot more expertise involved.
Yeah, I like the balance idea, because it really is. I think that's why so many people fail, is because they just take it into their own hands and they read an article in a magazine or a book and, you know, they're off. Or you know, one of these guys on TV will say, you know, take this vitamin or this supplement. What was the big one? Garcinia.
Kombucha.
and caffeine pills.
Oh, I'll give you a funny story about that. That particular one, these guys, I'm not quite sure what their outfit is, but they've literally stolen pictures from our website and put their product next to it and say, hey, that the result of our clients was done because of Garcinia Kombucha. So, I mean, it's ridiculous, the false marketing that happens in this day and time. And I don't mean with just one picture. I mean with multiples of that. So, yes, I'm calling you out. Quit doing it. Get your own results.
Yeah, really. Let's see you get the same results and show pictures, a year down the road, and we'll see how your diet works.
So today's show topic is stop wasting your time and money on weight loss gimmicks. And how do you actually achieve scientifically sound weight loss results? And so if you're using a boot camp, take a fitness class at your local gym, a medical clinic offering weight loss services, HCG, diet shakes, diet programs counting points, you know the one I'm talking about, prepackaged meals, dance workouts where you dance your way to success, extreme insane workouts, you know the ones, or body wrap. Well, it's time for you to listen to us. We're about to break these down one at a time to let you know what is it about these programs that are not going to deliver long-term sustainable outcomes. Now, the first question is, what qualified me to make these claims I'm about to make? Well, let me give you a background as to what my team looks like. We have 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterologist as in a physician, a physical therapist, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people than I can list right now who are part of my team. In fact, over 50% of my clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and athletes, and nurses, a gazillion nurses and nurse practitioners all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they personally want to lose weight. In fact, Armageddon Weight Loss is being considered one of the most scientific-based program on the market and the most well put together one that delivers honest, sustainable results.
Well, I appreciate you explaining more of the program, and I want to tell our listeners that we've got a great guest coming up. Former Army Sergeant, Tactical Operation Expert Officer, and small business owner Darren Olson lost a ton of weight, and literally it made him unrecognizable to his friends and clients and family members. So stay tuned for this great guest. You're really going to want to hear his story.
Well, let's break down a little bit further there. Essentially, what are some of these workouts that we've listed before, such as fitness classes at your local gym or boot camps? And I refer to these as your round and strong workout. Most boot camps and classes at your local gym can be considered round and strong workout programs. They're typically one-dimensional. They ignore other scientific components. They're not taught by a multidisciplinary team, and they're not personalized. Most are too advanced and are notorious for injuries. Well, today we're going to be talking about a series of these fads and gimmicks that are not going to be able to deliver long-term results. And essentially, the ones that I want to start off talking about is fitness classes at your local gym or boot camps. And most boot camp classes at your local gym can be considered what I call your round and strong workout. And what I mean by that is that they ignore a lot of scientific components. They're typically one-dimensional. They're not taught by a multidisciplinary team of experts, and many are too advanced and are notorious for injuries. And most importantly, Jennifer, they leave you crawling out on your hands and knees being sore as hell, and you really don't get a lot of results out of them. So, you may lose a few pounds on the front end of it, but what you'll find out with a lot of these round and strong workouts is that in the long term, essentially, you really don't get long-term, sustainable, serious results. So beyond the first few pounds that most people typically lose, you typically don't really get to that real weight loss and that real result that you're looking for. In many of the cases, these round and strong workout, what happens is that you are getting stronger in many cases, and yeah, maybe your blood pressure might go down a little bit, so there are some benefits to them to some degree, but I don't believe that this is the reason why most people show up at these gyms to take these classes. They certainly take it because they want to look good, and they really want to get that serious weight off of them. They don't want to just lose the first 5 or 10 pounds. They want to lose that 50 and 60, anywhere from 30 to 60 to 90 to 200 pounds off of themselves. So just losing the first initial 5 or 10 pounds that they've done on every other diet before, I don't think really that's what they're looking for. And that's not what they express when they come to us.
Well, also, if you're just doing the workouts without the whole program behind you, I know I personally have found that you kind of plateau. You do your workouts, and unless you're up in those weights or changing, you know, you have to do a lot of different things to maintain. It just, you kind of plateau after a while.
Well, you know, I'll tell you kind of an interesting story. We had a client of ours that actually purchased our program a while back. And, you know, one of the things, because our program is very personalized, we always want to know where you are. So you get to fill in what's called a fitness protocol form, and you tell us all about yourself and what are your goals and objectives. And so this is the data and content that we use to sort of build your program to make sure that it fits where you are. And so one of the questions that I ask her, when you fill in this form, if in addition to that, if we feel that we don't have enough information, then we'll typically call you and try to interview you further so that we can actually get additional information. So I actually decide to reach out to this person myself. And while in the middle of my conversation, she, you know, expressed that she was involved in a boot camp class. And I said, well, how's that been working out for you? She says, well, I've been in there for 2 years. I say, have you lost any weight? She says, not a single pound.
No way.
She says, I didn't lose any weight. She says, in fact, no one in the class is really losing weight. I said, well, then you know you're going to have to give up on this class, right? So you can actually follow something that's comprehensive. And she says, no, I'm not willing to give up my boot camp class. And I say, you got to be kidding me. She says, well, I like going to the boot camp class and I love my instructor. And I said, that's great that you love your instructors. And she says, well, she loved all the people that were there. And I said, there's nothing wrong with the bond and emotional bond and having a good time and a social component of it. But I said, you shouldn't have to pay for friendships. So you need to have a distinction between having friends and making friends versus the results that you're paying for when you get to these classes. So what I'm trying to say is make sure when you sign up for these classes that you can separate the difference between making friends and the social component of it, which is very important. However, but you're there for the results. So if you're not getting any results after a year, 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2 years, and the personal trainer or that coach is holding your hand and making you smile and laugh, but there's no results, you need to get yourself another trainer and you need to get yourself another class. You need to be in something much more comprehensive and scientific based.
Yeah, people, it gets frustrating. People don't realize why they're not getting anywhere. Hey, I think we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. We're going to be talking to our guest real soon and we're going to talk a little bit more about all these quick gimmicks. We'll be right back. It's a beautiful day.
Sky falls, you feel it's a beautiful day. Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I am Bruce Wayne, and I'm your host. I am the creator of the Armageddon Weight Loss Program, along with my team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. Over 50% of Armageddon Weight Loss clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. Armageddon Weight Loss is now being considered by many in the medical community as the most scientific-based and most well-put-together program that actually delivers long-term success. Don't just take my word for it. Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. So we got a lot of good results here. It's not just about a bunch of intellectuals getting together and just talking and no results is there to follow up with that.
Well, those are some really great results. And another guy that's had some great results is Darren Olson. He's going to be our guest today. He is a former Army Sergeant, Tactical Operations Expert Officer, and a small business owner. He lost a bunch of weight. And apparently his friends, his clients, even some of his own family members didn't even recognize him. So stay tuned. You're really going to want to hear his story.
So let's pick up on the topic that we were talking about earlier, about these gimmicks and supplements that does not deliver long-term sustainable outcomes. Remember, that's what you're shooting for, not just another yo-yo. I actually once had a client, and I told the story before, where she claimed that she lost 40 pounds with me using our program. But it turns out that she lost 10 pounds, gained it back, lost it, gained it back.
Same and
she,
10 pounds.
Yeah, it's the same 10 pounds. So that's not really, you know, weight loss. We're looking at sustainable weight loss where you lose the weight and then you move on to do whatever it is you would like to do with your life. Now, let's talk about diet shakes and supplements. And diet shakes are offered as a way to magically lose weight for people who are on the run or for those who don't want to exercise. Basically, it's for the busy person. However, diet shakes and supplements fall under the FDA guidelines of dietary supplements, and they're all unregulated. Here's what the FDA states on their website. There is no provision under any law or regulation that the FDA enforces that requires a firm to disclose to the FDA or to consumers the information that they have about safety or the benefits of their dietary supplements. In other words, the supplements you're taking or planning on taking is not being monitored by the government for safety, or if it works or it doesn't work. Isn't that crazy?
It's kind of scary, actually, because people have no idea what they're putting into their body, and they have no idea about the side effects or how it might interact with other medicines they're taking, or, you know, what it's going to do to your heart rate. Some of those things, you take it and your heart races and you feel like you're going to, you know, have a heart attack.
Well, let me just kind of give you like a brief Cliff Notes version of what happens when you create a drug versus when you create a supplement. Because people are always seeing, you know, when the drug comes on the market, it'll go, side effects includes, you know, your heart's going to race.
Oh my God, it's like half the commercial.
you know, your eyeballs are going to fall out, your arms are going to fall off, you know, your head's going to explode, but your toenail fungus will be gone, you know. So, and you say, well, oh my God, why would I ever take that? But here's the interesting thing about when you develop a drug. When you develop a drug, what happens is that the objective, which is why it takes so long to develop a drug, is that when it goes through the FDA process, you have to find out as much as you can about this drug that's good, but also as much as you can about what's bad about this drug. And so that takes a while to figure out, and how does it interact with other medications, etc. So at least you know, going through the scientific rigor, you get to learn a lot about the pros and cons of this drug. However, with a supplement, it doesn't go through any of this. So the only thing that a lot of these guys will depend upon when they actually decide to present a supplement is, oh, well, it's been around for 1,000 years. Well, so is, you know, snake venom. And, you know, if you use it right, you can do Botox, but you do it wrong, it could kill you. So the research is very important when you're thinking about actually putting a product on the market. So the lack of scientific research to show the benefits and the cons about a particular supplement is actually a real issue. In fact, some of these supplements can interact with your drug that you're taking for other things, and it can actually create a negative consequences to it. So you don't just want to go after supplements. And in fact, supplements are not required for our program in order to get your results. You don't really need them.
That's great to know.
Well, we teach nutrition science. It's a lot cooler. When you learn nutrition science, you're more likely to actually achieve long-term results, and you're going to be a lot healthier, and you don't have to worry about, oh my God, what's in this thing? You know, where was it created? Is it created in grandma's, not to pick on grandma, you know, grandma's kitchen counter? They're stuffed in a jar somewhere, you know, and, you know, maybe with water from, you know, Flint, Michigan in there. Sorry, Flint. You know, you don't know where it's coming from. So, you know, in fact, so that's why in general, you want to follow the process, the scientific methodologies that they're using to develop drugs. So also, the other thing that you need to think about is you want to be healthy for the rest of your life. And so when you drink a shake, you're not learning nutrition science. And in fact, some of these shakes will leave you malnourished. And they may lack critical ingredients. And in some cases, they may have ingredients in there that, like you say, cause your heart to race. Actually, let me give you a funny story. It's not too funny, but it's interesting. One of our clients on our website, and I'll leave her name out of it for right now, she actually got really, really good result with our program. And she started running a number of marathons. In fact, let me out her. It's Corey. Okay, you can look at her on our website. She has literally the most perfect butt you'll ever see in abs. So
Lucky girl.
To our website and take a look. Trust me, she has her own workout, our butt video. It's called Titanium. So you can go check it out. She really has a good butt. So in fact, she has an Armageddon butt. She didn't start out without it. We built one. Just like the $6 million man, or I'm showing my age here, the $6 billion man at this point.
$6 billion butt.
Exactly. So in fact, she was feeling a little bit fatigued, and so she decided she was going to, she's talked to one of her friends, and her friend said, well, you know, you can talk to my dietitian friend. And so she went ahead and she talked to her dietitian friend, and so the dietitian recommended these supplements or whatever. And she kept on saying, oh, I'm trying to get my thyroid under control. She thinks it's her thyroid. And so I was sort of busy and I wasn't really listening to it very clearly at first. And then I said, wait a minute here. I said, what type of a dietitian is this? And she goes, oh, it's a functional dietitian. And I said, I've never heard of one of those before. So it's sort of a red flag. So I decided to start doing a little bit of research. It turns out that first of all, the dietitian, the functional dietitian, diagnosed her with a fake disease, which was called adrenal fatigue. If you Google it, you'll see it's actually not a real disease. And then she decided to put her on these, supplements. And when we looked at the supplement, it turns out that they were equivalent to speed when she went to her doctor.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And in fact, the actual diagnosis process, and she says, well, this came from a real lab. And so when we looked at the lab, even the lab was flagged as, not really being a credible lab, and it's been discredited. So just because everything looks really sort of, professional, you got all this lab work and they're looking really, cool, you really have to dig deeper. And this is why you want to make sure that you stick to the side of science. You want to stick to evidence-based science with real PhDs in biochemistry, physics, pharmacology. Yes, we have one of those on our team with a PhD. So you really want to make sure you have really good qualified people involved in the process. Otherwise, you really are playing Russian roulette with your health.
I love how you kind of dug into the details there, because a non-physician diagnosing you and then trying to help you with supplements, that's dangerous.
Yes, it can be very dangerous. And speaking of, the other thing that people will have issues with is over supplementation as well. So you go and you see these people and they have they walk out of these health food stores and they got volumes and bags of supplements of all different kinds. Sometimes occasionally we'll stick my head into one of these places and I'm going, good God, there's like 1,000 of different type of supplements in there. And you're thinking, well, who are these people that's making the stuff up? It's unregulated. So let me drill down a little bit on what I'm talking about of over-supplementation. For example, when you think of vitamins, there's basically two types of vitamins. There's water-soluble vitamins and there's fat-soluble vitamins. So your water-soluble vitamins, like your vitamin C, there is an upper limit on all of these vitamins. So there's a limit to the amount that you can take before it becomes toxic. But, in general, your water-soluble vitamins, they're excreted out of your body for the most part. And, it's pretty difficult to really sort of consume too many of them in general, even though people really try. But on the other end, you get fat-soluble vitamins. And these are like your vitamin A and your vitamin D. And what happens is that these vitamins, they build up in your systems from day to day. So it's not like you take them today and tomorrow you take them again necessarily. It means that over time it builds up, during a particular timeline. And so essentially what can happen is that if you take these supplements, sometime when you read on the container, it will say contains 100% of your daily amount of vitamin A in that one supplement, that one serving of that supplement. And then you think, well, what happens if I eat anything else for the day, that may have other vitamin A in there, et cetera, at some point, what if I take another supplement, et cetera? So at that point, they can become toxic in your system. And let me give you an example. For example, vitamin A can cause nausea, vomiting, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, clumsiness, birth defects, liver problems, and risk of osteoporosis. Vitamin D, on the other hand, can cause nausea, vomiting, poor appetite, constipation, weakness, heart rhythms. And in fact, if you're on a blood thinner, you can even have problems with them if you're taking these while taking vitamin E and vitamin K. So you need to talk to your doctor before you actually consume a lot of these things. So unless you're planning on drinking a shake forever, many of which are unregulated and some which are downright dangerous, your better option is to always learn nutrition science so you can learn how to eat healthy for the rest of your life. Don't play Russian roulette with your health. It's not necessary. You can really learn how to eat healthy and actually get better results and learn how to achieve long-term health as opposed to short-term gains with a lot of health consequences.
Yeah, people don't realize what they're messing with when they take you know, kind of take things under their own advisement without a team behind them. I think it's time for a break, and I just want to remind everybody that we have this great guest coming up, former Army Sergeant, Tactical Operation Expert Officer, and small business owner, Darren Olson. He lost a bunch of weight. People didn't even realize who he was. So stay tuned. We want to hear more about his story.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
We're going to cut out their living guts.
So welcome back, and we finally have our guest on the phone, Darren Olson. Darren, I saw your pictures on the website. You are looking good.
Well, I'm looking better now, but the original pictures I sent in aren't really too flattering.
Well, but after the program, you're looking great. I'm going to tell the audience a little bit about you, if you don't mind me sharing your age. I know that you're 55. You've got three children. You're married to a registered nurse, Trish. You are a former sergeant in the Army. Thank you for serving our country. And I know that you also worked in the prison system, where you were responsible for training staff, working in tactical operations. And now you're an entrepreneur. You own your own hearing aid business and helping people with their hearing. Just so everyone knows, that Darren is a serious Armageddon success story. He has lost so much weight with the Armageddon weight loss program that he's now unrecognizable to friends and clients that he comes in contact with. So, Darren, we're going to ask you a couple questions because you've been such a great success. What did you weigh at your heaviest point? Let's get right to the juice.
Well, the heaviest that I actually dared get on the scale and was 242 pounds.
At 5 foot, what, six, right?
Five foot six. That's on a good day.
And at the end of the program, how much do you weigh?
I weighed 168, really at my lowest, and that I might have dropped below that, but basically that was the lowest that I got on the scale.
Fantastic! Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes the hardest part of starting a program is actually starting and, you know, kind of getting motivated and getting started. What motivated you to get started on the Armageddon Weight Loss Program?
Well, I'd been working out. I'd been using other programs. But since I'd left corrections, I started to pack on the pounds quite a bit. And I thought I could work out using the different programs that I tried. And I ended up gaining weight. And the real aha moment for me was my wife and I went on a cruise, and we were walking around the deck in the middle of the night, and they were taking photographs of couples there. And so I thought I'd be funny, and I kind of ripped off my shirt, and I tried to get in my best wrestler pose, and I kind of mugged for the camera, and I'd forgotten about it, you know. And then the next day, my wife went to the atrium look at the photos that they'd taken, and she said, "Oh my gosh, there was a crowd around the photos, and they were all kind of laughing because obviously I was the only one who'd taken off their shirt." And she brought the photo back, and she bought the 8x12, and it really, my stomach, my heart just fell out, and I didn't even recognize that guy, and I thought, "What am I going to do?" So I went up to the gym on the ship, and I weighed myself, and that's where I weighed 242, and that was actually, you know, about, you know, in 8 o'clock in the morning before I'd had breakfast. So that's when I really decided I needed to do something different.
I bet your breakfast was not full of pancakes and muffins on that morning.
And folks, you really got to take a look at his before picture. He's standing in front of a U.S. flag. Go to our website, ArmageddonWorld.com, or Armageddon Weight Loss. Just Google it. It's a blue website. When you get there, just go onto the testimonial page and just look for Darren. You'll be on page 3. We have lots and lots of people listed with testimonials on there. But you'll see his picture, and it's pretty damn amazing from where he started to where he ended up.
Yeah, that's a lot of hard work, and I gotta congratulate you, because we all know how hard it is to actually take that first step and then to follow through. So, you know, we have the utmost respect for where you were and where you are now. So, you know, you tried some different things. You said that you worked out all the time, but then you got involved with the Armageddon Weight Loss Program. What made this weight loss program so different?
Well, you know, I actually was just looking through the internet trying to find a different weight loss program that, you know, that was a little more comprehensive. And I called the Armageddon phone number and left a message. And 5 minutes later, I got a call back. And within just a few minutes of talking with the person I spoke with, I was totally motivated. I mean, I was ready to get going. And for me, instead of just being exercise or just being diet, it was very comprehensive. And so it approached the problem not really in a generic way, but in a way that was specifically made for me. And that's what made the difference for me.
So that personal, I guess, approach.
Oh, absolutely. You know, weeks down the road, my coach would, we'd be out to eat for dinner, and I'm in Minnesota, so I'm a long ways away from where my coach was, and all of a sudden, a text would come up on my phone and say, you know, be careful what you eat this weekend, and it would be just like when the menu was sitting in front of me, and it really helped keep me focused on what I needed to do, and it made everything a lot easier for me.
That's right, Darren. We have satellite tracking, so we track where you go. In fact, just wait until the drone programs are in place. Then we're going to be able to track you when you're trying to sneak off into that McDonald's. And, you know, eventually we're going to be able to have some, you know, something that can shoot that burger out of your hand. But I'm not a good shot, Darren, so you never know. We might have a few casualties there.
But it was amazing how those things, the little things made the difference. And even when I started my position, I went in for a colonoscopy, and that was about when I was my heaviest, and I told my doctor, I said, you know, I'm going to start this new program, and you won't even recognize me next year. And just before he put me under, he said, yeah, I've heard that story 1,000 times. And when I came back a year later for my next physical, you know, he was absolutely amazed, and so we talked a lot about that.
That's so great that you kept your word, because, you know, he was just kind of daring you, you know, not to do it, you know, that's because it's so typical. Everyone says, oh, I'm going to do this. But, you know, luckily for you, you signed up with Armageddon and you actually found a program that worked for you, and you were motivated and you got it done. And, you know, to have your own doctor not recognize you, I think speaks volumes.
Well, the people from Armageddon believed in me, even when my family didn't believe in me and my friends didn't believe in me. You know, they were like, yeah, okay, sure, you're going to do this. But I felt like the people at Armageddon were always right there, and I thought, you know, if they have that much faith in me, you know, I can't fail. And as far as hard work, you know, truthfully, yeah, you know, it requires some changing in your life, but it makes you feel better, you're better, and you're stronger every day. So it didn't feel like work. And there was nothing better than taking all of your clothes that, you know, are way too big for you and going to Goodwill and dropping them off. I mean, that is just one of the greatest feelings in the world.
Yeah, goodbye fat clothes.
Yep. Yeah, see, we also help charity in the process. You lose weight, and then you get to give away your clothes, and you donate to someone else, and hopefully they'll get the Armageddon program, and they'll donate your clothes too, Darren, because no one really wants your clothes, Darren. Did you at least wash them before you gave them away? I hope you did.
Well, they normally wash them for me, but I was just glad I got them out of the house, I got rid of them, and you know, I'm never going back.
That's great. I applaud you. Yeah, especially once you get rid of those clothes. Tell us, I know one of the unique parts about this program, and you touched on a little bit, was the coaching. Tell me a little bit more about how that works, because wouldn't we all love to have someone to, you know, talk you through, like, no, don't have that ice cream sundae, or, you know, yeah, choose the vegetables, or come on, put on that DVD, and let's get it done. How does that help you?
Well, you know, I've tried other programs that utilized, I guess what I use quotation marks to say that you had a coach, but that coach in the past with other programs was just interested in selling me more things that I probably didn't need, maybe shakes and things like that, and they weren't a real coach. With Armageddon, I have absolutely had a coach, and I spent so much time on the phone asking questions. You know, I would write down a list of questions, and I would call just about every day, you know, well, what about this and what about that? And the real difference was that the whole program was designed to fit me at my age, my activity level, and even the injuries that I've had in the past. And so, you know, it wasn't a program, a cookie cutter program. It was a program that was designed specifically for me, and that's what made me succeed at it.
I want to just chime in and say that, you know, one of the things that, that Darren alluded to was, you know, these programs that provide you a coach. And, you know, it's sort of a conflict of interest, because essentially what's happening is that a lot of these programs that you buy sometime on TV, et cetera, in particular in a magazine, they're actually, in fact, multi-level marketing practices. You know, they're really just a their marketing approach is it's basically a sales pitch. So when that coach gets on the phone, they're trying to win your trust for one simple reason. They only get paid. They only are paid if and when they sell you a product. So they want you to sign up for that 3-month supply of expensive, useless shakes that you don't need, or that 6-month supply or year supply. And some of these shakes are really expensive, anywhere from $200 to $500 a month. And you really don't need them to get to your goal. So the thing is, you know, you might, first of all, with our program, if you want to make a shake, you can go in your kitchen and make your shake, and it's going to be cheaper. And a lot of research show that these shakes that they're selling really, they really don't have anything special in there. They just give it lots of fancy names, but essentially you could go in your kitchen and actually put it together yourself. And we can show you how to do that free, or you can pay $200 to $500 a month. You can, you know, from where I'm sitting, I think it's always better when you can save your money to go on vacation. So the next time, Darren, when you take a cruise, you look a lot better in those after pictures as opposed to taking off your shirt and being mortified, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm talking about the cost. You know, did you find that it was affordable?
You know, it was the best money. I've spent a lot of money in my life, and it is the best money I have ever spent. I mean, it was, I've gotten so much more out of that program than I could have ever imagined, and I can't even express how, you know, what a great value that was for me. And I continue to do the workouts still, you know, down the road, and those workouts will stay with me forever. If I gain a few pounds on vacation, I come back, I know exactly what to do, and, you know, really in less time it took me to gain a few pounds, I've got that weight off again and I'm back on track. So it, you know, I mean, it is the best money I've ever spent in my whole life, without a doubt.
And Darren, let me ask you a question. As far as, tell me a little bit about how the science, you know, the experts that was involved in putting together the program, and was your program a one-size-fit-all program?
No, it really was customized for me. You know, I've got some of the materials, and materials were specifically looked at my age, my weight, my size, and my activity level. And we were able to change it down the road. If something I was doing wasn't getting me the results, we would make a little change. And generally, it was my own problems with my diet, basically trying to figure out what I should eat and what I shouldn't eat. And, you know, all the people at Arm, there were people in meetings that were talking about me going, you know, how do we get this guy to have a little better success? And, you know, it meant everything to me to know that I wasn't just guessing on my own. I had some people behind me. I had real doctors. I had real scientists behind us going, what do we need to do to make this guy succeed? And, you know, that was it was great motivation. I felt like I wasn't alone, you know. So I enjoyed the whole program. I mean, I still love it.
Darren, just real quick, one last question for you here. How easy was it to follow the program?
Well, as far as the workouts, you know, they get progressively, they change as you lose a little bit of weight. And I enjoyed it. I mean, I like getting up in the morning. I like doing my workouts. I didn't find that changing my diet was difficult. And, you know, down the road, my wife and one of my daughters kind of got on the program on their own. And they've both lost tons of weight, and so now we just, you know, we go out to eat. We eat the same way. We exercise the same way. And it's really been a benefit to the whole family. So we've, you know, it just made a huge difference in all of our lives and how healthy we feel. I mean, I'm 55, and I will tell you, I got guys in my office trying to sell me advertising. And I'll tell them, you know what? I'll buy advertising from you if you can do head-to-head push-ups with me. And I've never had to buy any of their advertising because they can't keep up. After about 20, you know, they're on their knees and they're like, okay, I quit.
You know? Well, Darren, thank you for sharing your story with us on the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. For folks, for those of you who want an honest-to-goodness, scientific-based weight loss fitness program that's designed specifically for you, that was developed by 22 doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined, one that over 50% of our clients work in the medical field. That's right, folks. It means that 50% of our clients are doctors, scientists, fitness experts, nurses, nurse practitioners, registered dietitian. They're coming to us when they want to lose weight. You know, typically, whenever people you know, whenever a new program comes on the market, it usually starts off being sort of good. And then eventually what happens is that the doctors and scientists get involved, and then they realize that the program lacks a lot of scientific validity. In the case of Armageddon weight loss, it's a complete opposite. In fact, we have more and more doctors and scientists sending us their clients and send us their patients and sending us their friends. So if you would like to give our program a try, visit us at Armageddon Weight Loss or ArmageddonWorld.com. So either ArmageddonWeightLoss.com, actually ArmageddonWorld.com or Armageddon Weight Loss. Either one of those will get you to our website and where you can find lots of information. And you really want to give this a try if you're serious about getting long-term sustainable results. Thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Tune in next week for our next topic, where we'll have Sherry Manoni on, Department Head of Nursing, and she also had a massive amount of weight loss and actually reversed her diabetes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is possible with our program. See you next time on the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.